Would you be surprised if your organization spent less than 20% of engineering capacity creating customer value? You're probably stuck here because your org has so many handoffs, it looks like an Olympic marathon relay. And the tool that reveals this is a value stream map. It tells the same number two ways. Value density, the aspirational metric that makes boards feel hopeful. Or waste density, the emotional metric that makes boards demand change. Same data, different emotions. Choose based on whether you need inspiration or urgency. Let me show you how this plays out. Steven sits in the back of a Zoom call, camera off, watching the sprint retrospective. He's the SVP of engineering. He shouldn't be here, but the SVP of transformation, who has a CEO's ear for reasons nobody understands, strongly suggested leadership observe the team ceremonies to understand our transformation maturity. The scrum master, pleasant, earnest, and as far as Steven can determine, has never written production code, asks, what blockers are preventing us from achieving our sprint commitments? Let's go around. Sarah, any blockers? Waiting on platform team to provision the database. Follow up with them. Marcus? Yes. Security review is scheduled for next week, so we're blocked. Escalate. Priya? Blocked on API changes from the services team. Steven knows nobody takes these retros seriously. The real work happens in Slack DMs between engineers who figured out how to route around the organizational chart. These ceremonies exist because the SVP of transformation believes in them, and the SVP of transformation has the CEO's ear, so nobody challenges them. But Steven also knows his friend, the former CIO who hired him, was walked out 90 days ago for failing to answer one question. What does a feature cost us to build? The new guard isn't asking anything unreasonable. They're asking what any functional organization should know. His friend was fired not because the question was wrong, but because this organization spent a decade building processes that make the answer unknowable and systematically resisting change. Needs an answer. Fast. So he calls Maria. She works with big tech companies, the ones that ship features in days and actually know what things cost. Need help, Steven says. The new CEO wants to know what features cost. I've got nothing. Good, Maria says. Walk me through your last feature. Steven describes the checkout flow. 6 months, 12 teams, 100 people touched it. The actual code changes took 2 weeks. Let me guess, Maria says. It looks like an Olympic marathon relay. The work passes from product to architecture to platform to services to front end to security to operations. And at each handoff, someone waits while someone else finishes their leg of the race. Steven goes silent. That's exactly what it looks like. You got the relay problem, Maria continues. And you can't measure what features cost because no single runner owns the full race. Everyone just knows their leg. Value stream map it. Every step from we should build this to, it's in production. Every handoff, every wait state, every approval, then categorize. Does this create customer value or does this manage organizational complexity? They spend 3 days mapping the checkout feature. The relay becomes visible. Product takes 3 weeks for requirements, documentation, and stakeholder alignment. Then a handoff. Wait 1 week. Architecture takes 2 weeks for design reviews and approval boards. Handoff. Wait 2 weeks. Platform takes 3 weeks for database provisioning and infrastructure setup. Handoff. Wait 1 week. Services takes 2 weeks for API development. Handoff. Wait 1 week. Front end takes 2 weeks for UI implementation. Handoff. Wait 1 week. Security takes 2 weeks for UI implementation. Handoff. Wait 1 week. Security takes 2 weeks for reviews and remediation. Handoff. Wait 1 week. Operations takes 1 week for deployment and monitoring setup. 24 weeks, 15 weeks of actual work spread across 7 teams. 9 weeks of waiting for handoffs. Then they categorize the work. Customer value creation, 14%. That's the code that differentiates the product, the design that improves experience. Organizational overhead, 38%. Ceremonies, coordination, waiting for other teams, approvals. Rework, 22%. Contradictory feedback, requirement changes, incident fixes. Compliance theater, 16%. Documentation, nobody reads, post-hoc reviews, checkbox exercises. Waste in queue, 10%. Work sitting ready while teams work other priorities. 14% value density, Maria says, or if you prefer, 86% waste density. Same number, different emotional impact. Steven stares at the spreadsheet. $1.1 million total cost, $154,000 created customer value, $946,000 was organizational friction. Which metric do I show the board? Steven asks. Depends on the emotion you need, Maria says. Value density is aspirational. It makes boards feel hopeful about improvement. Waste density is visceral. It makes boards demand immediate change. You're a 14% value density or 86% waste density. Same truth, different reaction. Here's the psychology behind that choice. Tell them 14% value density and they hear, we're creating some value. We could create more. It feels like an opportunity, room for improvement. Let's optimize what we have. Tell them 86% waste density and they hear we're burning $45 million annually on organizational dysfunction. It feels like a crisis, unacceptable. Burn it down and rebuild. The companies I work with usually start with waste density, Maria says. You need the board emotionally activated to support radical change. Once they're activated, you switch to value density to show progress. You go from 86% waste at the start to 60% value creation 6 months later. Same improvement, but the framing controls the narrative. Steven sees it. His friend, the old CIO, tried to explain why features took 6 months using technical complexity arguments. The board heard excuses. If he'd shown them 86% waste density, the board would have heard a burning platform. So I'm leading with waste density, Steven says. Unless your board responds better to optimism than urgency, Maria replies. You know them. I don't. But in my experience, when someone gets fired for not knowing what things cost, the board wants urgency, not aspiration. Now here's why Steven is stuck. He explains it. You've architected your organization like an Olympic marathon relay race. 7 specialized teams, each optimized for their leg. Platform runs the platform leg perfectly. Services runs the services leg perfectly, but nobody owns the full race. In an Olympic relay, you've got 4 runners, clear handoffs, everyone watching. Total race time matters more than individual leg times. You optimize the system. Runners run 1 race at a time. In Steven's organization, 7 teams. Unclear handoffs, nobody watching end to end. Each team optimizes their leg time while ignoring total race time. They've sub-optimized the parts while destroying the whole. Runners are not only running this race, but another race, doing the pole vault and on a good day ice dancing training, which is a Winter Olympic sport. The checkout feature took 24 weeks because across 7 organizational boundaries, Maria says. Each boundary adds coordination overhead, wait time, and rework risk. You've got world-class sprinters running a marathon relay, and you're wondering why it takes 6 months. What do the companies who solve this do? Steven asks. They stop running relays, Maria says. They give one team the entire race. Self-contained features means one team owns end-to-end. No relay, no handoffs, no waiting for platform to provision infrastructure or services to update APIs. The team that conceives the feature builds it, deploys it, operates it, measures it. Maria continues. This is also a major organizational change, which leaves some current leaders on the outside looking in. You need to think about this approach carefully. It's the way a startup would operate, but can you survive this change? This eliminates the relay. No handoffs between teams, that's 38% of waste. No waiting in queue, 10% of waste. No rework from misaligned handoffs, most of the 22%. No post-hoc compliance reviews, most of the 16%. But how do you actually measure costs, Steven asks. 2 patterns, Maria says. Pattern A, sequential features. Teams work on one feature at a time, beginning to end. When it ships, you know what it costs. That team did nothing else. Pattern B, billing hours against features. Engineers allocate their time to specific features. They'll hate timesheets. They'll complain. They won't quit, not in this market. Within 6 weeks, you'll know what every feature costs. Steven sees it. Pattern A maximizes value density. Pattern B maximizes visibility. Start with pattern B to build your measurement baseline, Maria says. Then shift to pattern A once leadership believes the data. Steven presents to the board. He leads with waste density, the emotional metric. 86% waste density. We spent $52 million on engineering last year. 86% was organizational overhead, rework, and compliance theater. That's $44.7 million in waste. CFO's face changes. $44 million? Yes, Steven says, and this is why we couldn't calculate AI ROI. We deployed AI agents 90 days ago to accelerate development. They probably improve coding speed by 30%, but coding is 14% of what engineers do. We optimize 14% of our operation by 30%. That's a 4.2% total system improvement. Clicks to the next slide. The relay diagram, 7 teams, 7 legs, 9 weeks of handoff waiting. Our organization looks like an Olympic marathon relay, Steven says. Each team runs their leg perfectly, but the total race takes 24 weeks. Each runner is running this race, and others, and in fact, some are training for the Winter Olympics while running their leg. The checkout feature touched 7 teams. 100 people involved, the actual value-creating work, 2 weeks. The other 22 weeks, organizational handoffs. The CEO leans forward, show me how to fix it. Week 1 through 2, value stream map, 5 recent features. Calculate waste density for each. Show the relay diagram, how many handoffs, how much wait time. Present to executive leadership. 3 through 4, reorganize around self-contained features. No more relay races. Features are self-contained. One team owns it end to end. If you can't make it self-contained, don't build it. The handoff cost destroys ROI. Week 5 through 6, implement billing hours against features. Engineers will hate it. They won't leave. Within 6 weeks, you'll have cost data for every feature. Kill the bottom 40% of your roadmap with negative ROI. 7 through 8, kill the ceremonies consuming 38% of capacity. No sprint retros with scrum masters who've never shipped code. No dependency syncs across 7 teams. No 3-meeting architecture approvals. Keep 3 things: daily standups, blockers only, weekly demos, working software only, monthly architecture reviews, technical decisions only. Week 9, the next board meeting. Use the data to design the new org if this works. Once we go from 86% waste density to 40% waste density, or to frame it positively, from 14% value density to 60% value density, AI agents don't optimize productivity, Steven says. They multiply value. That's your 10x. The CEO looks at the SVP of transformation. Your reaction? Long pause. The value stream map is clear. If we're spending $45 million on coordination overhead, we need change. But you're proposing we eliminate guardrails that prevent disasters. The guardrails, Steven says. The ceremonies exist because we don't trust our deployment process. Fix the deployment process. Automated testing, observability, feature flags, progressive rollouts. Technical risk has dropped 90% in a decade. We're using 2015 governance for 2025 reality. The CEO decides. 60 days. Value stream map 5 features. Reorganize around self-contained features. Implement billing hours. Show me improvement from 86% waste density to 50% waste density. If it works, we scale it. Steven knows it will work. The new guard isn't asking anything unreasonable. They're asking, can you measure what creates value and eliminate what doesn't? Couldn't answer because the organization was designed to make it unanswerable. 7 kingdoms, each optimizing locally, each destroying enterprise value at the boundaries. Every feature, a relay race. Every handoff, a waste multiplier. The solution isn't better relay runners, it's eliminating the relay entirely. Self-contained features, end-to-end ownership. Measure the costs, kill the handoffs, then deploy AI agents to multiply what's left. 90 days later, the numbers come in. 57% value density, or to use the emotional framing, 43% waste density. The relay is gone. Teams own complete features. The checkout feature that took 24 weeks, a self-contained team rebuilt it in 11 days. Steven presents the results to the board using value density this time, the aspirational metric. We've gone from 14% value density to 57% value density. We're spending 57 cents of every engineering dollar creating customer value instead of 14 cents. FO smiles. Same improvement as 86 to 43% waste density, but it feels like winning instead of fixing. Hours data revealed uncomfortable truths. 35% of the roadmap had negative ROI even at zero implementation cost. The opportunity costs made them value destructive. They were killed. Engineering didn't quit over timesheets. When you show people that 86% of their time was organizational friction, they want visibility. VP of transformation left the company. Nobody knows why. The CEO never explained. Steven occasionally observes retrospectives now. When the scrum master asks for blockers, the answer is none. We own the whole feature. If something blocks us, we fix it. The work happens in self-contained teams shipping self-contained features, measured by value stream maps, framed as either waste density or value density, depending on the emotion required. That's how you know what a feature costs. That's how you manage your board's emotions. That's how you win. Your organization probably looks like an Olympic marathon relay. Specialized teams, multiple handoffs, nobody owning the full race. The result? Less than 20% value density. Run the value stream map, count the handoffs, then choose your metric based on the emotion you need. Waste density, 86% waste, gives you visceral urgency that demands immediate change. Value density, 14% value, gives you aspirational opportunity that suggests optimization. Same number, different emotion, both true. Then ask yourself, what would it take to eliminate the relay and let one team own the entire race? That's not an AI question, that's an organizational design question. Running relay races, then AI agents multiply what's left. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.